Blog Talk Radio.
I need your healing power.
I need
fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
give you the victory, victory, victory.
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came, gave amazing grace. Thank you for the love.
Your hidden glory in creation now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be honored and given glory above all others and above all else. 1 Chronicles 16:25. I shall give unto the Lord all the glory due unto his name, and I will bring an offering and sacrifice before him of worship and praise in the beauty of holiness. 16:29. The Lord is great. He is all power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and in the earth is the Lord. He is the great King of all, and he is exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, from the Lord. Both riches and honor come from the Lord. He reigns over all. In his hands is all power and might. He has the power to make men great and to give strength unto all. 1 Chronicles 29:12. The Lord has bought me with the price of his own blood. Therefore, I shall glorify the Lord in my body and in my spirit, which is the Lord's. In all things, in everything I do, I will give thanks unto the Lord. But this is the will of God in Christ. Thessalonians 5:18. Praise, honor, and glory be unto the King, who is eternal, immortal, and invisible. He is the only wise God, and he deserves the honor and glory forever and ever. The name of the Lord is wonderful. Counselor, mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. There is none like the Lord in all the earth, for the Lord is great, and his name is great and mighty. Jeremiah 10, the Lord never sees, but they are new and renewed for us every morning. Great is the faithfulness of the Lord. The kingdom of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting, and his dominion endures throughout all times and generations. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable and will never end. Father, we bless your name this morning. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. And so, Lord, we praise you. We worship you. We glorify your name. Your name is worthy, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Hallelujah, we glorify you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah. Thank you for watching over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for keeping watch over us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for clothing, food, shelter. Thank you for keeping sickness and diseases from us. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for your goodness and your grace and your love and your mercy. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We praise you and we worship you. Thank you, Lord. Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Suffer unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. If any man say he has not sinned, any of us, there's no truth in us. So, Father God, maybe it's a thought that we have. Maybe it's a negative word. Whatever we have done that is not pleasing to you, cry out for mercy, O God, this morning in the name of Jesus. Mercy for our children, O God. Whatever our children have done, O God, we cry out for mercy. Mercy, O God, for our grandchildren. Mercy, O God, for our spouses. Mercy, O God, we cry out for mercy in the name of Jesus. Mercy upon each and every one this morning, including myself. We cry out for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. And so, Lord, we say, have mercy. And Father God, as you have mercy upon us and forgive us, let us have mercy on those who have offended us. You say, if we do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will you forgive us our trespasses. So Father God, there are times things are hurting so much, but you said to release it to you, Lord. And so we release every burden, every trial, every tribulation, every teardrop. We release to you this morning. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we give you our ashes this morning. We give you our ashes this morning. Our ashes of sickness, ashes of disease, ashes, oh God, of pride. We release it, we give it to you, ashes of arrogance. We release it to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we release ashes of prayerlessness. We release ashes that when we don't study your word, ashes of bitterness. We release ashes of unforgiveness. Oh, God, we release ashes of pain and suffering. We release ashes of poverty. Oh, Father God, we release those ashes on your altar in the name of Jesus. Every ash that is holding us back from coming into the full knowledge of Christ, we release those ashes to you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you said you will give us beauty for ashes, O God. So as we come to the cross and release these ashes, O God, to you, we come for the divine exchange, Father, that you will give us beauty, beauty of health, beauty, O God. There's beauty in your covenant. Beauty of forgiveness, beauty of redemption, beauty, oh God, beauty of humility, beauty of compassion. Oh God, you said you will give us beauty Oh, God, we take your beauty that you've released upon us in the name of Jesus, and we walk and live in the beauty of your holiness. For in your holiness, you are there, O God. There is an overflowing of fullness of joy. Thank you for the beauty you have released. Thank you for divine beauty. In the name of Yeshua Mashiach, thank you, O God, for divine beauty. Beauty in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. On the cross, it looked gruesome. But then that is where you took. But early Sunday morning, beauty rose up. Hallelujah. And because he lives, we can face tomorrow. So we thank you, Lord, in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us. Let the blood of Jesus sanctify us. Oh, Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. The blood, we release the blood of Jesus in the airways, the cyberspace, the network. On this radio, in this radio service, we soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus. Our great-grand in the blood of Jesus. We soak parents that are alive in the blood of Jesus. Soak our sisters and our brothers in the blood of Jesus, our nieces, nephews, those that are connected to us. Let the blood of Jesus speak. Father God, the blood, what can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, let the blood wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus make us whole again. Oh, the blood, let the blood of Jesus strengthen us. Let the blood of Jesus strengthen us. Let the blood of Jesus heal us. We release the blood of Jesus upon every cell, tissue, organ, system in our bodies. We release the blood to perfect all things that concern our physical bodies. The blood of Jesus, our spiritual bodies, our emotions, the blood of Jesus. Father God, we cover Mama Summerfield in the blood of Jesus. Her womb in the blood of Jesus, wherever she is, the blood of Jesus. Father God, this morning we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around our children, grandchildren. Be a wall of fire around our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Be a wall of fire around our spouses. Be a wall of fire around our parents in the name of Jesus and the glory within them in the name of Jesus within us, oh God. We pray, Lord, for divine acceleration in the spirit realm in the name of Jesus, that Father God, you will take us right into where you are in your presence. In your presence, oh God, there is fullness of joy. Oh Father, we thank you for your Moses said, if your presence do not go with me, I cannot go. And so Lord, we cannot go without your presence. I cannot pray without your presence. I cannot pray without your presence. Oh God, I cannot read the Bible without your presence, illuminate, oh God, the word of God in me. In the name of Jesus, we pray for divine illumination. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that you will make a way where there should be no way. You will make a way in the wilderness. You will make a crooked place straight. With God, all things are possible. When we believe, when we believe, when we believe. And so we believe, oh God, because we walk by faith and not by sight. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that doors that I hear this morning, Lord, that are listening, it is you who's done it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the angels went to wake up, could not wake up. But Lord, it is because of your grace and your mercy. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Father, we pray. Lord, we pray this morning, O God, from the bottom of our hearts to the depth of our soul, O God, that we stay connected to the Holy Spirit, that he is our guide, he is our teacher, he is our friend. In the name of Jesus, Jesus said, I will send you a comforter who will lead you. The Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us into all truth. Be heed to the voice, the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you, thank you, thank you. We pray for wisdom. Wisdom, impart your spirit of wisdom in us this morning. Not only for this morning, for this whole week, oh God. Wisdom, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let the fruits of the Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, oh God, be exemplified in our lives that come to glorify God. So we thank you and we bless you. Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. Empty us of ourselves. Your grace, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We bless your name. Give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify you. Touch each and every heart this morning, those that are even sleeping right now. Lord, wake them up to receive what you're speaking this morning. Empower us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I'm just going to not take you long this morning. I'm going to look at Exodus 33, 21. This right just died. You're sleeping. Try to put your lights on wherever you are and wake up. Don't miss this word. Don't miss this word. I will start from, hallelujah. But he added, you cannot see my face, for no man can see me and live. This is the time that God is speaking to Moses, because Moses wants to see his presence. Hallelujah. He wants to see the glory. God said, you cannot see my face, but no man can see me and live. The Lord continued. He said, but there is a place near me where you are to stand upon a rock. And when my glory passes by, I will put you in the cliff of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Telling you this morning, there is a place near God. This place you have to stand upon the rock. Who is that rock? That rock is Jesus Christ. Every one of you need to yearn to be in that place. You need to be in that place. There's some people call it the secret place of the Most High. It's the place near Almighty God. And you need to stand on the rock. That rock is Jesus. And in that rock, hallelujah, there's an oil. When you strike the rock, oil comes out of the rock. The oil is the anointing of Christ, because Christ carried the anointing. In the rock, there is honey. Hallelujah. There's oil and honey. You need to yearn for the oil and honey that is in Christ Jesus. King Lord, I will put you in a place where you are to stand upon a rock, the place near me, the place near God, where Jesus is. Hallelujah. Stand on the rock. The rock is the word of God. Stand on the rock. Hallelujah. Out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. Where Moses strike the rock. Hallelujah. God says you will not go into the promised land. Because you did not follow what I said, you struck the rock. Why? Hallelujah. That rock is Jesus Christ. But out of that rock came rivers, rivers of living water. Hallelujah. That those that were hungry, were thirsty, they had an overflow of water to drink. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The rock is the word of God. When we read and study the word, we grow daily. We get illumination and understanding and revelation in the name of Jesus. Father, give us an appetite to search, oh God, the scriptures, to study, to show ourselves approved. Give us an appetite to pray. In the name of Jesus, when Jesus knelt and prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed near that rock. He said, nevertheless, your will be done. It was hard for him. Hallelujah, the rock of our salvation. It was hard for him, but he, through the strength and the grace of God, he made it. He redeemed us, he restored us, and he reconciled us back to the Father. There is a place near me, near me, near God. You're not standing under the rock. You stand upon the rock. the Word, Jesus Christ. How many of you desire, have an appetite to be, go to that place near God? How many? I'm not talking about lip service. I'm talking about the bottom of your heart. The secret place. The Bible says he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. The secret place. Hallelujah. Where the Lord hides you. That when the enemy comes against you like a flood, the Lord brings up a standard. There's a place that is between just you and God. The Bible says, Mark 1:35, Jesus woke up early in the morning into a solitary place to pray. Hallelujah. God wants to meet with us in that place. Because in that place, there's everything you can think about. There's an overflow of blessing in that place. Hallelujah. The wealthy place, the secret place, the glorious place. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Wisdom, O God. Wisdom, O God. In the name of Jesus. Wisdom. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says because of lack of knowledge, people perish. Then God says we shall know the truth, and the truth will set us free. Hallelujah. I read for you Deuteronomy Chronicles 29, I think 11 and 12. It is God who makes men great. It is God who gave us that power. That power is the anointing. Hallelujah. The anointing to be prosperous. The anointing to be wealthy. Wealthy in the word, in wisdom. Wealthy. We're talking about wealthiness in the spirit of the Lord. It is God. We might think that it is us. No. You wonder where you get those ideas from. No. It's the Lord who put those ideas, those creative ideas in you. Hallelujah. It is the Lord's doing. Hallelujah. You meditate on the word of God. When you meditate on God's word, hallelujah, and you live his word, you cannot be the same. There's something that changes about you. There's a transformation that starts taking over you. It starts transformation of your mind. Hallelujah, you know, because the devil fights us through our mind, through our thoughts. So transformation begins. Hallelujah. In 2 Chronicles, let's look at verses 1 to 3 when Solomon, hallelujah, Solomon, the son of David, was strengthened in his kingdom, and the Lord his God was with him and magnified him exceedingly. Hallelujah. Why? Because Solomon asked for what? For wisdom. Solomon, and because Solomon asked for wisdom, God gave him honor and God gave him wealth. He did not ask for anything except wisdom. And King Solomon passed all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. And all of the kings of the earth sought the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom that God had put in his heart. Time you look at it, you pray, when you ask God wisdom, many people say, oh, I want money, but if you don't have the wisdom, you're wasting your time. You need, every time God releases things in our life, it's to expand and not to subtract. So you need the godly wisdom. Hallelujah. I need it. You need it. Solomon was a wise man to pray for that. Think God does. You need wisdom. Wisdom is the deciding factor in your destiny. Hallelujah. When you make the right choice, you're making it through the wisdom of God. The Bible says, hallelujah. God told Solomon, came to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, what shall I give thee? God is asking, what shall I give you? What shall I give you? God is asking each of you, including myself. And Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee, and thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Lord, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David, my father, and I am but a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart. Lord, give me an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between the good and the bad. For who is able to judge this so great a people? We need to be very careful. Let our speech please God. The words that we say, let it please God. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast thou asked the life of thy enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. The Lord granted Solomon this request. Why? Because Solomon was in that place right beside. Hallelujah. We bless God this morning. Many of you are coming into that place, secret place. Apostle, I've been there. Well, it's not going there. You need to stay there. Bible says in Psalm 66:12, thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the place beside you. Standing on the rock. Thank you, Lord. Pray that we will hunger and thirst after righteousness and be filled. Wisdom Thank you for wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Illuminate the thoughts and the minds of every one of us from God's perspective. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I'm giving you scriptures. Don't let it go. Don't take these things for granted. Read over it. Study it. Hallelujah. And stay in that place. That secret place. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. We glorify the Lord. We bless the Lord, O God. Hallelujah. Bless your children, O God. Father God, as we come to the next to the last day of the month, we pray for a special overflow of blessings to rest upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for empowerment. Thank you, Lord, for the teaching. Thank you, Lord, for wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for discernment. Thank you, Jesus. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet, sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful Sunday. In the name of Jesus.
Into the world.